sexism is very well ingrained in the way in which families function, societies function, the workplace functions. And there is therefore a need for making that visible and for very clearly denounce and not allow sexist jokes, for instance, to occur. I myself had a great boss, the former Director General of the ILO, that once at the dinner with other directors, when he heard that someone was starting telling a sexist joke, immediately stopped that person, saying that in his presence he would never allow any sexist joke because that was inconsistent with the values of the ILO on equal treatment, equal opportunities, and contrary to decent work. So I think one has to lead by example, curricula, and start from school, curricula and textbooks, as well as the teachers themselves should be the first one in indeed showing zero tolerance to any behavior which would diminish or denigrate girls and women.
What group of women are impacted the most by workplace violence, and why are they impacted by it disproportionately?
Women in general are much more affected than men by violent behavior in the world of work. However, so all women are indeed exposed to violence. Violence may manifest in different ways, right? But violence and harassment. However, those women that are at the very bottom of the wage distribution, those who are working in very insecure and precarious employment, those workers who do not have a decent wage or other forms of income sources, are much more vulnerable to being indeed abused sexually because their wages is being paid by the customer instead of the employer. And therefore this makes them a hostage somehow of the client, because if she reacts and she puts the customer in his place, she may indeed face dismissal.
How important is it to have women in leadership roles within big organizations or smaller businesses? And what impact would that have?
The fact of seeing more women and more women distributed across the ranks, right, and not always to see women as the very bottom, is one concrete way of indeed challenging stereotypes about the inability of women to manage or their inability to cope with the stress or with challenging and difficult circumstances. So it has a very important role model effect. Now, the fact of having women in power does not necessarily mean that, or not automatically, that they will be much more supportive of getting greater gender equality. So I think we need more women in the workplace, for sure. By getting more women in the workplace, you will also start realizing the importance of putting in place measures to allow men and women who have family responsibilities to work. But at the same time, there should be a deliberate choice by women leaders indeed to walk the talk and to indeed create an environment, a working environment, which is promoting equal treatment and opportunities between women and men.
Do you think there is a place for enforcing quotas in certain industries?
Quotas or positive actions, these are numerical targets, are absolutely proven effective measures to accelerate the pace of change in society. And it's one way of bringing more competent women at the top and showing that they indeed can make it.
What's the next step in addressing this problem?
The good thing is that there is a growing awareness and growing indignation towards violence, at home, but also violence in the world of work. So there is this growing dissatisfaction, which is expressed also in a number of very concrete measures that governments of different countries are taken, as well as the international community, international organizations. So I would like to refer refer to the ILO in particular, that indeed has recently embarked on a standard setting process of, you know, the adoption leading to the adoption in 2019-2020 of the first international standards on violence and harassment in the world of work. At present, there is no international standard which is defining what are we talking about, what do we mean by the work, the world of work, what are the type of measures that would be most effective in preventing violence and protecting workers from violence.